Hey guys, it's your hashtag Just Saying Podcast team. This is Tara.
And I'm Sean, and we're here to give you laughs and have a good time together.
Yeah, we are. We cover topics like classic and current movies, TV shows, and other pop culture facts.
Check out hashtag Just Saying on SoundCloud.
And iTunes.
YouTube.
And Stitcher.
Tune in each week and we're all have a good everything.
Yeah. No, I'm going to write that out.
And that.
What's a ghost's favorite cereal? Spooky crisps.
Oh boy.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
Maybe. Maybe.
Welcome to the first of three very special Halloween episodes of a drunk film commentary. We're hanging out the week before Halloween. We're getting drunk. We're gonna watch a few movies and we're gonna talk about them. We're gonna tell you what we think about them. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Jason. With me is the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
How you doing there tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yes. Getting drunk?
Yes.
Yes, I think we need some shots. And over my right is Mr. Justin Time.
That would be me.
Our first movie in our Trilogy of Terror, which you can't really call it that, because there's a movie called Trilogy of Terror.
Is there?
Something like that. But
Trilogy of Turbulence.
No, from the 70s, I think it was. Trilogy of Terror.
Trilogy of Tribulation.
But
I'm trying to think of new names for us.
Okay, but it's the first movie is Bordello of Blood.
We can go with Trio of Terror.
There you go, Tri Terrors.
Like Tri Powers?
Yeah, yeah.
You used to play that game.
Yeah. I feel like a sucker playing that game at the bar, put 50 cents in.
Yeah.
So I can go home and play for free on my computer.
Yeah, or on your phone for free.
Well, that's before I could do it on my phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Because now you don't feel it anymore because you can play all that shit on your phone now. But,
There's still a bunch of them around, but
yeah.
I've never seen anyone playing them.
Now.
But every time I walk up, there's a bunch of credits on them.
Well,
like, I walk up, there's like 16 credits. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's the boss man saying, hey, someone please
play
this game.
Just play it, yeah.
Maybe you should play a couple games and want to play some more.
Yeah, I don't know.
That photo hunt was pretty big. All right, everyone used to play that. That's something that everyone kind of stand around.
And they had the adult one.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
You could, you know,
those
it was
nice
just chicks in lingerie. They never really showed nipples.
Yeah.
Or, you know, bush.
Cool, cool. But yeah, we're this is drunk.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
What they do tonight on these movies?
We do see a lot of lingerie, we picked some great ones here for you. So, Bordello of Blood.
Even my girlfriend said that chick's got nice cans.
Which one?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna start the movie off right away. Get this night rolling here. So we had trouble finding it. We had to get it on Amazon. We had to rent it. I'm ready. I'm up in the Universal screen. I'm pressing play right now if you're watching it with us.
And it's Bordello of Blood.
Yeah, we should probably tell him the name of the movie and
He only said it a quick snip just now before he started it, but yeah.
It's the Tales from the Crypt.
Well, it's the title of the episode, too.
That's
so, it'll be a picture of, you know, fucking Dennis Miller's smug-ass fucking face. We'll get to that. But, so, this is Tales from the Crypt. Big fan?
Not so much, but I grew up with the Tales of the Crypt and...
Yeah? Do you have any Tales of the Crypt facts or anything?
I can Google some.
But, I mean, it ran on HBO, if I remember right. Didn't it?
It was.
Yeah. We're opening up...
Were the reruns?
I don't know.
I'm looking
totally forgot to look up Tales from the Crypt. I mean, I looked up this movie a little bit. It came out in August of 1996. And Bordello of Blood, also known as Tales from the Crypt, presents Bordello of Blood, 1996 horror comedy film starring Dennis Miller.
Ooh,
Erica
apparently Tom Hanks was in it once.
Andrew Everhart, Corey Feldman, and Chris Sarandon. Oh, yeah?
Tom Hanks is a composer on the TV show of Tales from the Crypt.
Hmm.
Okay, you're getting a little too far. I just want, like, basic facts here, Justin.
Yeah, sorry, but that was the first thing
that
popped
up. You know, like, from 89 to 96,
there you go.
7 seasons.
And, yeah, I see the 93 episodes.
Yeah.
It's based on the 1950s EC comic series of the
same
name. There
we go, yes. Well, we're talking about that. Whew, I guess we're drunk already, huh?
We usually are.
I'm not. I haven't even had a beer yet.
That's your
fault. All right, hit pause.
This is my first one. That's my second one.
Okay, we're back now.
Yeah, it was aired on HBO, which is a premium cable television channel. I'm trying to see if it had reruns. I guess we had...
It must have.
Ooh, in 2017, M. Night Shyamalan will helm a reboot series.
Uh-oh.
Shyamalan Bing Bong?
What a tweet.
He's bringing it back up.
I guess.
Oh, good for him. They better have a Crypt Keeper. We haven't seen that part yet. No, we're at the opening where these guys are all dressed as Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And,
they're a bit like Mexican versions.
Yeah, yeah. They're riding the horses. They've got the maps out. They're looking for some kind of treasure or something in the desert. And they're digging around. You're not sure what's going on. But they finally found their little patch they're digging in. So they're digging this hole near a place of the cross. Big giant cross.
And a statue of what looks like the Virgin Mary?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, Justin, what's your history of this movie? This is your pick, huh?
This was my pick. I picked it because it was the only short horror film I could think of. No pun intended. If you're watching the movie with us, you'll get that joke.
It's still fun, Carl.
Well, and it is on YouTube. It's just two shitty versions of it.
Yeah, the one's like 1.5 feet or something.
Yeah, one's a little fast. And with Dennis Miller, he talks fucking fast enough.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like zoomed in.
Yeah, like it
cuts off a lot.
Yeah.
But okay, they just dug into the.
They opened the grave.
Yeah.
That they. Meet Lilith. And he's gonna bring her back. Really? Come on.
Yeah. Why? Well, I mean, if he doesn't bring her back, there's no story and there's no movie. So.
I'm with him though. I'd be pissed. I thought we were gonna get some gold, some treasure.
This character though, this guy who takes Lilith.
Gummy Egypt?
Yeah. Dennis Miller called him an ugly Ewok. And it's funny because he was also in Return of the Jedi as an Ewok.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's the first fun fact that I know about Poor Devil of Blood. But here they have a box with four, you know, it's cut in four pieces. And it's the heart separated into four pieces. And he's separating them, pulling the pieces out, and they're growing together. Nice special effects here, huh? I mean,
right. This is way better than some of the other ones we'll see later on in the evening.
We'll see. But so, Justin, you see this movie before? You remember it?
Oh, yes. Sorry. It's one of the only Tales from the Crypt episodes I could remember.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I don't know. I remember watching it when I was a kid, being scared and kind of turned on at the same time.
Yeah. It was
an odd movie. I was probably...
When you were a kid,
7, 8 years old when I saw it the first time. Nice. I saw it a couple times later on. I don't know.
Nice. How about you over there, Danielle? How you doing?
Good.
Good? What do you think about the movie here? I mean, which first time you seen it?
Actually, I remember seeing it at Old Market Square.
What is that?
That is...
A movie theater?
Used to be a movie theater here.
That we always talk about pretty much every episode. At this point, you know that there's a pick and save where it used to stand.
No,
that's the one in,
that's
I'm thinking of the other one.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, no. This is
the one
this
by
is the one on the way
in the
south
job
side.
Center.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's funny that we're at the period now where the new theater in town is now the old junkie theater, so we drive up to the...
Yeah,
the
we drive up to Racine to go, yeah. Did you know that, the short man here...
The little guy.
Yeah, Phil Fondacaro.
Oh, he has a name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
He was an Ewok in Return of the Jedi, but did you know that he was the only Ewok to die on screen?
Oh, he's the one that died?
That's the Ewok that he played, yeah.
And the other one cries over, that was sad for him. But here, Lilith is coming back to life, it appears.
She's regenerating, at least.
Yeah.
Her skin's going back over her boobs.
Her hair is coming back.
Why do they always make the most evilest bitches redheads? I don't understand.
That makes sense. Now she rips out Duke's heart, starts eating on it.
The hell does that mean?
And now one Indiana Jones is going to climb the rope, so the other one throws him away. squeezing heads here, and eyes popping out.
Popping the eyes.
And he pulls out, Ewok pulls out the key. This key was also featured in the Demon Knight movie.
It was.
I heard that.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I saw it way back when, but don't remember.
Jada Pinkett Smith was in there.
Oh, yeah?
Jada Pinkett.
Yes. Is she back and forth now? I don't know.
No, back then she was Jada Pinkett, right?
Yeah, I think they're divorced now, though, aren't they?
Really? I don't know.
I don't really keep up on that. It's not like I work at a magazine that does that or anything.
Yeah. Well, that's been a good drunk news commentary episode in a while now, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, get on that.
I think we're like 2 years behind on that one, though. Breaking news.
We'll come back, though. We'll be back around. But we better get together for this Halloween night for three movies we're going to do.
Look at that tongue.
Oh, the tongue, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where it went, by the way. And then there's a mummy talking to the Crypt Keeper.
This mummy is played by, he played Death in Bogus Journey. He was in something else, too.
William Sadler?
Yes. Yes, that is the name, William Sadler. He's playing the mummy. So the first time I saw that, kind of like, didn't wasn't sure what was going on, you know, so all of a sudden they got the mummy and the
Crypt
talking. I guess if you know the show, then it kind of helps. We didn't have HBO or anything like that when I was a kid, so I could watch any of that cool stuff. Like
yeah?
That.
I guess we must have. I didn't even realize.
Maybe it was on syndication sometimes.
That's what I was trying to see, but I didn't
probably
see anything. Yeah.
You watch it like on Channel 13 Saturday at 1 a.m., something like that.
Yeah. I guess Anthrax did a song for this called Bordello of Blood.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that? It's
gone pretty fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you it doesn't exist anymore. It's probably erased from time. What's going on here, Justin?
Well, the mummy is now threatening the Crypt Keeper. Ooh, what's the competition going to be, folks?
Oh, they're doing rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm. And it cuts off the hand.
I love that laugh.
All right, we'll get back to the show.
Yeah, now he's bringing us back to our regularly scheduled entertainment here.
But when he talks, I can't help but watch.
Yeah, he does have a captivating voice, and the puppeteers they do an amazing job with them. That's not a real guy, right?
I don't think so. The Anthrax, Bordello.
Oh, good, because that's not super fucking loud.
That loud? Not that loud.
It was pretty loud.
It was real tough. All right, kind of jam. Let's skip ahead a little bit. That's what they said.
I don't like it on
there. Period.
Oh, wow.
That's where I'd go if I was a songwriter.
So, now we meet Erica Alaniak, correct? No, which one's she? She's Everhart?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't get these.
That's
Erica Alaniak.
Okay.
That's Catherine.
She was the one in E.T., right?
You know.
Is she the little blonde chick in E.T.?
I don't know.
Remember,
hold on, give me a minute. I didn't.
You know
think
what I'm talking about, right? The chick.
The one he kissed.
Yeah, the one he kissed.
Yeah.
I didn't
movies.
Think. So.
That was someone that grew up again was in other movies. And I kind of think it might be her.
It was a pretty girl.
Well, we got Feldman here.
Feldman.
That'd be Corey Feldman. For those of you who don't know.
Yeah, he has had quite a career. He just came out recently. On the Today Show. Have you heard about that?
Came out as gay?
Oh, he came out with his rock band.
Oh, he came out on the Today Show. I was like, oh.
Well, it was way worse. Way, way worse than that. He had like a rock show he did. And,
that sucks.
Yeah.
So, just another FYI. The girl here.
Erica Alaniak. That's hard to say.
She was her first thing was in an Underoos commercial, and she was the Star Wars C-3PO underwear girl.
Wow.
I just happened to catch that while I was reading it. I'm like, what?
Nice, nice.
That's a good one.
Who knew?
So Corey Feldman and little...
Playing Dark.
Underoos. They got their brother and sister. She's... This is a really normal, typical American couple. Or family, I guess. Family unit. The Christian sister and the rebel brother.
Yeah, but what I don't get is they don't live with their parents.
No, I think they live on their own.
But,
yeah.
But they live together.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't live with my sister.
No.
Especially if she's a, you know, a diehard Christian.
Yeah, the exact opposite person.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Well.
And he is of age of somewhere because he's out drinking, so.
Well, movies, especially in the 80s, kids. You know,
I think it's funny that $16 was too rich of a bet for some people.
They were betting not to hit him in the balls with the dart.
And he got it.
But he did.
And now he's going to not pay him.
He's not going to pay him, why?
Of course. Because
that was the bet. That's just one of the things I picked up.
So the weekend this came out was August 16th, 1996. It came in number 9 on the Billboard Top 10 for the week.
Mm-hmm.
96. So not a lot of Independence Day was number 5. Number 1 was Tin Cup was number 1 that
yes.
week. Yes. So I know you're a big Coster fan.
Tin Cup.
You know what? I was in Arizona the week that this came out.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Or I just came home, I should say, because I left on the 9th. And I, came home on the 12th. So, yeah, see, I remember what I was doing even.
Wow.
Was it seeing Bordello of Blood?
No.
Yeah. But so this guy, this character, the tripped out, was he, like, in the process of becoming a vampire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work? I don't know. They wouldn't know any vampire facts.
No,
I don't know. I don't know any vampire lore really, other than the standard.
Why is he halfway there?
Well, I mean, if you've ever watched Interview with the Vampire, you know that when he saved the girl and he bit her, it took a little while and it hurt and it like she didn't want to go anywhere, but she needed to eat and like you have to, you know,
your body's got to adjust.
Yeah, but so this guy is weird, but I do like how. One thing I noticed is all of these guys have the same nose piercing. Like they're in a gang or something, and they all had the same little skull.
Is that the same gang Sean and I was in?
It might be.
Well, and the one dude, the taller guy, was such a fucking retard.
He was just the follower.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't want to be alone.
But they go to this the bordello. They're going. They go check it out.
They're going to go get fucked so good they might be able to walk home 3 days later.
Maybe.
Yeah. This is a guy from Clockwork Orange.
Is it?
The PO officer, yeah.
Okay.
You're from Orange. Yes. He plays the doorman here. Kind of lets him in. He blows smoke in his face.
Like
he's
a fucking
nice
dickhead.
Yeah. What the fuck?
This dude's a jackass.
Okay, I'll go in.
And of course, I'm going on record. If I ever see Corey Feldman, I might fist fight him.
I think a lot of people feel that way. Not gonna lie.
It's nothing he's done. It's characters he's played. But if I ever see Tyler Perry walking down the street, I will absolutely, absolutely square up with him. I don't even know if I'll square up with him. I might just punch him. Because he's probably in way better shape than I am.
Well,
you know, while being rich and famous and all.
Corey Feldman, he did his show on the Today Show. It was called Take a Stand.
Take a Stand? That's a shitty name for a band?
Yeah. Well, I think of the song.
Oh.
It should be playing, but I can't hear him.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted here at the moment. My headphones went out.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Is that you? Are we good?
Now I can't hear anything at all.
How's that?
Wait, about back here. Did you pause it?
No, we're still going.
Just pause that.
Well, it's fine. I can solve the problem. I got it.
I'm like, what are you doing?
We're back on.
Don't belong to them.
What the
Corey Feldman on the Today Show.
Well, now I'm definitely punching him in the face.
Okay, so on the movie, though,
yeah,
the guys just got into...
They're in the bordello, they went in the room or whatever.
They went into the funeral home, and they hopped into the casket at gunpoint, which then slides them through to the other side.
Kind of a strange entrance to the place, huh?
Yeah.
And they're greeted by
boobies.
Boobies.
Like, I don't know, I'd probably still be a little creeped out.
Yeah,
I mean?
I would totally be creeped out.
Like, I'd be more okay with it because of the boobies, but...
But yeah, you know there's gotta be some dudes with fucking guns and shit around the corner somewhere.
If I was just at gunpoint and now boobs are in my face, something weird's going on. I don't necessarily trust it.
This came out almost, like, the same year as Dust Till Dawn, I believe. They're very similar movies.
Yeah?
So the first time I saw this, when I saw just the side view of that guy when he was making out with the vampire girl, I thought it was Ron Jeremy, because I just had caught the hair.
Oh.
And I was like, what? What am I watching? Oh, no, that's not him.
It's the hedgehog. Oh, wait, no, wait.
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't Harry.
Yeah, I mean, they have Feldman. Why not get a porn star? But the African American lady that was just here, am I the only one who thought she was a transvestite?
They all are kind
of. There's a couple of them that I'm like, Well, I guess if you're trying to hire cheap, you know, they're probably working on union.
Is it this one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you've been watching too much Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No. It's not so much here, but it's when she first walks up.
Did you watch a remake the other night on TV?
There's a remake? I don't even like that movie.
Oh.
So.
I watched part of it.
Did you happen to catch her name on here? I didn't.
What was it? The Black Vampire?
Patrice?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
I don't know.
He's just saying a word.
No, someone was called Patrice. I don't know who it was.
I think that was last movie.
Yeah, now she cut him, and then she's going down to blow him. Yeah, I picked kind of a porno.
Well, here's the thing, though. If somebody cuts your chest with their fingernails, like cuts it where blood's dripping down, would you really let her go down on you any further?
Yeah, I would at least wouldn't let her use her hands. You know what I mean?
I don't think I'd be able to get it up. I think I'd be too fucking worried. I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, my adrenaline would be going.
Yeah, I'd be fucking scared.
She just ripped through my flesh.
I'd probably be in fight or flight mode.
Tongue going down the throat. Down
got
the throat.
All the way down.
He's deep throwing that tongue pretty good.
Like a petite white girl.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It pushed his heart out.
And that's one of the things Tales from the Crypt was always known for, was those stupid, cheesy one-liners.
So here's the chick with the three nipples, and they're all pierced.
I like the one from Mallrats better.
Well, it's because that's the chick from Three's Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary. She kind of looks like Selma Blair, doesn't she? From Hellboy.
He notices the bite marks on her neck.
He's like, hold on, wait, it's not the Lost Boys.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just so cheesy.
Yeah,
so cheesy. And she was on Baywatch,
they took the
by
ham
way.
And turned
that's,
it up.
That's who she was. She was Shawnee on Baywatch. I don't know if you've ever seen Baywatch.
No.
I've seen Baywatch, but I didn't watch
show,
it with sound on.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
It's so weird talking
and to
guys about
Death Miller.
Fun porn stuff.
What do you think of Death Miller there, Danielle?
I like him.
Yeah?
Yep, I'm one of the few people that does. Mm-hmm. I like him. I enjoy his psychotic humor.
Yeah.
What about you, Justin?
I'm all right with them. I enjoy both the Dennis Leary and the... can't think of the fucking name now.
Dennis Miller,
yeah.
Yeah. I liked him on Saturday Night Live. He was great. He did the news on Saturday Night Live back then. And I think he did a good job with that.
Yeah, wasn't it him and Sandler? Like, on there at the same time.
I don't know. No, because Kevin Nealon took it over from him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Maybe that's what it is.
I know Sandler came out and did a stupid guitar song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, but those things were famous as shit. I'm not saying they were good.
Yeah, yeah. But, I've heard Dennis Miller's a fucking prick.
It wouldn't surprise me.
He comes off as a prick.
Yeah, yeah. But he has offices in a old porn theater here.
That's where I would keep my office.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It looks, it's wide open. A lot of space. Right?
Good lighting.
I see what's in New York, maybe? I don't know. Do we get a city on this?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
It's major city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that in any state?
That's any state, USA.
All right. Cool. That's what I thought. But Death Note's checking her out. Yeah,
it's right next to Gunpoint.
Okay. Alright.
Danielle got that one. She's laughing.
I got it.
So what do you got for us, Danielle?
What do you mean, what do I have for you?
You're clicking on something.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading.
That was a good. That was a healthy activity.
Yeah.
Good hobby.
Good thing to do during a podcast.
Sometimes I can't help myself.
It's the times that you do help yourself that we appreciate.
We were talking to you about going on Twitch.
Twitch.
Last week.
What's that?
You were there.
That's what you were talking about when you said somebody mentioned about a site that you've never heard of.
Oh, the thing Kiefer was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they want us to go on Twitch and be a live talk show, video cast kind of thing.
I mean, you could watch us do it, I guess. But
I was
although we could all have three separate things, and we could all do it through the webcam on the laptop.
Talking like actually recording from here, and
well, we could have four of them.
Put the camera over there or something.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little put off by it because that would mean I would have to like not wear just pajamas when I'm sitting here.
I'll give a shit. I'll get naked again. I'll get naked more often.
No, we don't need that.
The first time.
Chubby O'Cool and the Thunder Thighs. There's one with records. I always have that record.
I would buy that one if I saw it in the store.
Yeah. But, so she's looking for her brother. Her brother hasn't come back.
Her punk rock brother.
Yeah. They've had a fight. They had a fight before. And usually he comes home, but he's home this night.
Yeah, if he's not home in a day or two, she starts to get worried.
So Death only wants to bang her, so he's going to go and try and find her brother. So he's at the bar, talking to little Ed Norton here. Grabs his hat.
The stupid backwards hat. Two record Kangol hat, that's what they're called.
So here's something funny. Watch the fact that he ripped up the card and put it back in his pocket.
Yeah.
Because later on he goes to hand his card to somebody else.
And it's like
in
four
and
pieces.
And it's in four pieces. And the guy throws it on the ground and he goes, and now I have no more cards left.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I caught that and I couldn't stop giggling to myself. I'm like, oh.
And now he's trying to tell him how to play pool in an effort to win him over. Damn it, Tonto. I haven't heard that one in a while.
And Zeke laughs. So that's his name, is Zeke. I couldn't couldn't remember what his name was because I was trying to look him up, and I'm like, oh my god, this guy is just dumb.
Consider me fucked. I think it's more I'm a bigger fan of Dennis Miller's voice than his content.
Yeah.
Like I could listen to him talk for forever.
Some of his stuff was kind of funny.
Yeah. But, I agree with some of his points, but I don't know, anybody like him or, you know, Dennis Leary or whether long-winded and opinionated.
Yeah.
They all kind of get old.
Well, talking about Dennis Leary, he ripped most of his shit off from Bill Hicks.
Oh, yeah.
once I found that, I was like, and I saw it side by side, like, holy shit, he fucking did, you know, his best album at first, that No Cure for Cancer tape that Dennis Leary had. It was fucking, most of it was all ripped off.
I heard he ripped them off, but I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Most of that whole record was, some of his best jokes on there were straight from Bill Hicks.
Damn.
So I loved that tape back in the day, and I played a show of that, and I found that, I was like, well, I guess I listen to Bill Hicks now. And, great comedian that died too young.
Yeah.
But this film is not very well liked. It's not very well rated.
Yeah, it's 13 on the tomato meter.
Yeah, yeah. Based on 30 reviews, which is nice. They said, Bordello Blood is not as scary or funny as it thinks it is or should have been, and all Dennis Miller's lines sound as cast-offs from his stand-up material.
Yeah.
I agree with that, too, yeah. It seems like Dennis Miller came in and said, I'm just going to say my whatever.
I'm just going to say stuff,
yeah.
And you're just going to put it on tape.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you when it works.
Yeah. He kind of has that going. Throw the little clips in there.
Yeah.
It was the second of three planned movies for Tales of the Crypt. First one was Demon Knight. That was 1995.
Okay.
And third movie, Ritual, was made in 2001. You ever see Ritual?
Nope.
And,
is that about witches?
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
Maybe. But it was released as a standalone film. I think it was like straight DVD, it looks like.
I think it was VHS back then.
No, 2001.
Oh, never mind. My bad.
Smart ass.
Well, it went 95, 96, 2001. I didn't know they took a 5-year gap.
Yeah, yeah. It took a big gap.
I was thinking 97.
Big gap.
Big gap.
Huge.
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 Huge gap.
What the fuck?
I don't got a budget on this, but it made $5.8 million at the box office.
It looks like it was about $40 to make this movie.
I think they're hoping for more. I think it was a flop.
It was.
they were hoping for much more than $5.8 million. They paid Dennis Miller
all of the
$1 million
money
just to be in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
$1 million.
He was hot off Saturday Night Live. This is a big.
I suppose.
Oh, here's
it, it makes sense when you put it in context, but it doesn't make sense now.
This guy, Chris Stapleton, did you look him up? You know who he is? He plays the preacher here on here.
Oh, yeah.
The rock guitar. For one thing, he's a lot older.
Chris Sarandon?
Yeah. He was the voice of Jack Skellington in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
Oh, another movie I hate.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in a bunch of other stuff, too. He's a lot older. He looks like he's younger playing an older character in this movie. He actually is pretty, like, pushing 50, I think, around this time.
1942.
Mid-40s. Okay, so getting there. Oh, no, actually, this is 96, so yeah, 50.
Yeah.
50-something, yeah.
Here comes Dennis Miller walking in like he knows better than everybody in the room.
He was in Child's Play?
Oh. Oh.
Look at his no-playing guitar.
Yeah. Somehow he's playing different notes without moving his hands. He's a god.
Hey, he's doing a kick move, though. It's nothing.
And doesn't he do the throw it around the back?
Not yet, though. But he's a televangelist, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she works for him, I guess, right? That's like his assistant or something?
Yep.
And he's got like a small crowd. Hopefully he's being televised because there's only
look at that church corner.
Yeah, I mean it's a huge church, but there's not many in congregation.
I'm sure they have balconies, guys.
I'm sure. Well, we couldn't pay for a pan shot.
No, because look, they're showing the cameras on him.
I don't see anybody up there.
Yeah, I don't see anybody up in the balconies though.
It's like the 700 Club.
Yeah.
It's pretty much exactly what it is.
They've got lasers and shit, so.
Not yet.
Oh, spoiler, sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, he's,
And well, then we just missed the midget.
The Ewok, yeah.
His name is Brother Vincent.
Brother Vincent, whatever.
This guy's a badass motherfucking servant of God.
You know, resurfacing vampires and shit.
Oh, you mean the midget? I was talking about Chris Stapleton. Was that Chris Washington? Chris
Sarandon.
Oh, yeah.
Like Susan.
Are they related?
don't think so. No. I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with yes.
All right, well, let's Google that shit.
Drunk the line.
Cousin.
Drunk film commentary at yahoo.com.
Yeah, you can do that.
Let us know you're still listening.
All right, let's see.
What do you got?
I got... Stop!
I'm trying to do it like a non-annoying drum roll.
They're husband and wife. They were husband and wife.
No, wasn't she with?
Really?
They were.
Wow. Good for him.
They were. It says, hold on, because I'm confused. I'm trying to read this up.
What a twist.
What a twist.
Susan Sarandon, maiden name Tomlin, married...
So she married him young before she became, like, big, and then had his name, and
before her began her career in 1970, and before appearing in anything. What the hell?
Wow. That's a hell of a twist.
Because didn't she hook up with some other dude? They've been, like, together forever.
Yeah.
She, while she was in college, she met, she's with Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
But she met fellow student Chris Sarandon. The couple married September 16th, 1967. They divorced in 1979, but retained...
He retained
his name as her stage name, and then became romantically involved with director Louis Mel, and then musician David Bowie, and Italian filmmaker Franco Amiri.
Wow.
Had a daughter Ava, and then began.
She was in California
Vacation.
She showed the boots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is Serena's daughter.
Oh yeah.
And she was with Tim Robbins from 09 until... Ooh, it doesn't say. I didn't catch that one. Sorry.
They might still be together, huh?
No, they're not. She was with somebody else. They just broke up in 2015.
What a slut.
Yeah. Wow, she was around, huh?
So, anyways, Dennis Miller just caught the guy eating the, like, uncooked burger in the bar.
Oh, yeah, the raw steak.
Yeah, the cannibal sandwich there.
Yeah.
And he freaking out, and he tells him he knows where you can get the best goddamn piece of ass in the goddamn world.
And it was the same guy that he sat next to at the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's this guy played the nipple.
Forgot.
He poked the nipple, go boop.
And he's kind of doing a little finger walk down the belly.
Yeah, this scene didn't make any fucking sense.
No.
He's playing with a dead body.
No, I'm saying when it was zoomed in.
Oh, you watch that one.
Yeah, you see like the top of a titty.
Yeah, the two free versions on YouTube are rough to watch. We did watch them yesterday, but watched the faster version. Watch that one.
Oh,
yeah, that's hard to listen to with Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
So did anybody else notice that when he cut her open?
She farts.
Yeah, it's the belly fart.
So Dan, you're looking to be
I am.
Are you going to play the nipples like that, too?
No. No, that's...
You say that, but...
No, that's disrespectful and...
But they're dead.
No. Why the fuck would I... if I want to touch nipples, I can touch my own. Mine are fabulous.
Yeah,
I like mine.
Touch others.
But what if you see another pair that you like?
I'm going to hope that it's on a live guy.
What if you see a pair that look just like yours, and you're like, well, I wonder if they feel the same.
You could slice it off.
Yeah. Then it's not
what
part
the
of the dead body.
What is wrong with you people? No, that's what you do.
I recommend a mandolin slicer.
No one will notice. It's not going to check her boobs and see.
You know what I recommend? Therapy for you fuckers. A psychiatrist.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you, I wouldn't.
No,
I'm
you
saying.
Don't do that at all.
Some
no.
People could.
No.
It could happen.
You know what?
Are you saying it couldn't happen?
No. It could happen.
Okay.
And it's been done.
So you're saying you do it?
No.
That's what I heard. So she's in, huh?
Let's not say that. For the fact of I still would like to get a job somewhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't. I'd hire her.
I know I wouldn't.
They'll let me in.
No, nobody would let you in. You'd be all over that. Ugh.
No.
Now, who is she? Why do I know her? Oh, wait, I'm the one with the computer.
Yeah.
Hold on. Who is she? She plays Tammy. Why does she look familiar?
Isn't that the one you said was on Baywatch?
No, that was the sister.
Oh. I got the blondes mixed up. My bad.
She dated Nikki Sixx, didn't she?
Kara Hunter. Oh, so that's who that was.
Hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Who?
What?
Where?
When?
I'm just going to wait until you guys are done.
Okay.
We're done. Okay, talk.
Are we done now?
Yes. Yes, we are finished.
She was in the X-Files.
Who?
Oh.
And...
Oh, the chick that was being interviewed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mask of Death, Timeless Obsession, Sleeping Dog, Viper, Sub-Zero.
Oh, we got Dennis Miller trying to hide.
Yeah, and here comes Lilith.
The baddest bitch in the whole damn world, or whatever he said.
As she's cleaning her teeth, you know, vampire lore does say that they have a very strong sense of smell.
Yeah, so you'd think she'd smell them in there. But no, she killed herself, so it's trying to be funny.
Well, she smelled body odor, which probably was him.
So Angie Everhart, she was known for being beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She was just an actress. She became an actress. She was first a model. Did
gorgeous.
A lot of Sports Illustrated, and she was in Playboy. Playboy was after this movie, though. But
I think that's where she looked familiar.
Yeah.
Well, we got Dennis Miller finding out that they're stealing, shit from dead people, tooth and rings and shit. And he walked in being a smart ass to the dead people,
okay.
Which I always found funny. Hey, what's up? Looking for a scalpel. You guys know a salesman? Nope. All right.
Everett was also in Last Action Hero.
Oh.
I saw that one.
I always thought that was a good concept for a movie, but that movie sucked.
Angie Everhart?
Oh.
That was her other big movie in this one. And that's about it.
She was in a lot of TV shows.
Dennis Miller handed his sister, or the sister, her brother's ring.
Game and reality shows she did. Celebrity Mole. She was Ginger on the real Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second season. So she wasn't even the first pick.
But she was in Third Rock from the Sun, Caroline in the City... what was the Dream Team, shit like that too. She's been in Law and Orders. She's been on she's been on a lot of TV shows.
She was engaged to Sylvester Stallone at one time.
And
Joe Pesci.
Now he's advising him not to go to the police about the brothel mortuary that they got going on over on McCutcheon.
What's going on? So we gotta get moving. It's maybe we should watch the fast version. So
maybe.
I don't know. I saw this movie back probably when it came out. Maybe on VHS or whatever.
Oh, this is where he hands him the broken card, the ripped up card.
Oh yeah, hello cards.
And Dennis Miller trying to get back in.
Oh, yeah, he's right. He pushed them around. Those guys are going to die anyway.
Now he is.
Yeah, I don't see why they kept him alive and now they're going to kill him. Man.
Well,
to send him people until...
Yeah.
If he's 99%, they could probably kill him a lot easier than if he gets to 100% vampire. You know what I mean?
But why do they want to kill him?
Because they probably want only women vampires. I don't fucking know.
Okay, well, yeah.
No, he was supposed to go out and tell everybody about this great place.
Yeah, and send them customers.
Yeah.
And by customers, I mean people to eat.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, look at the party now. He took the...
he's looking at a butt.
He gets a butt for a shot. So he hops
and
right
he
out.
He jumps right out, yeah.
He's like, yep, this is my kind of club.
Congo
so
line.
Here's what I don't get. You see the chubby guy there with the little orange curtain on him?
Yeah.
He was in the first one when the first guys went in. So what is he still doing there? They don't want to eat him?
Well,
maybe they're saving him? I don't know.
Maybe just an extra they had.
That's probably all it is. Oop, here's the butler.
We just killed another dude. Who was that dude? That was a nobody, huh?
Yeah, it was a,
yeah,
it was a no-namer.
It's
okay.
Just some guy.
She just pulled some heart out.
Just like everybody else.
Well, that was
some
a vegetarian,
guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the vegetarian.
She sees Dennis Miller, though.
She's
like,
you hear the snake rattle in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always surprised then how well horror shows or movies clean up blood so quickly. Like, it's here in one scene and gone the next second.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she'd think if she's eating, like, hearts freshly ripped out, she'd be a little messy.
Probably.
Yeah. I guess with that tongue, though, she could just fucking...
Yeah, and then she just rips dude's head off.
Yeah, that's nice.
Her comments, though, her little...
quips.
Yeah, they are just fucking awful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, that was funny to me, but, like, everything she said was just, like, really...
Yeah, I really agree with that Rotten Tomatoes review about Dennis Miller. The more this movie goes on, the more I think about that.
Yeah,
well, yeah, well, and especially since you read it, so now you're like, yeah, I couldn't quite place my finger on it, why I didn't like it, but yeah.
Yeah, and you try to like it, because, you know, usually Dennis Miller can be okay, but...
I own that.
The final? The final?
You're funny, that too.
Alright,
Doc, I have to hear. Oh, he removed his shirt and it showed part of the cross, and she freaked out.
She thought it was a cross, but look, he's Jewish. Be gentle, I used to be a virgin.
Hey, grab me one.
Look at her fingernails. That's like how far she dug her hand into his head. Like you would stay there, really?
Yeah, the proportions aren't exactly on this movie here.
Like, you know she's a newbie. Yeah.
And now I'm tied up, and how am I going to bite you? That's exactly, yeah.
And
he drops his wallet? Why isn't his
wallet
in his pants?
Evidently.
I could have told that from True Romance.
While you're up?
What?
How about we make it through this one, guys? I like how he pours one little glass of champagne on the big fire and he gets out.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's no other way out of there. Is that where the girls could go in and out, too?
That would
I'm
suck.
Guessing the girls don't leave.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I mean, you're there and you get fed.
You think I go out once in a while? Come on. You're living forever. How long are you going to stay in a house forever?
I guess.
You better have cable.
Yeah. It's an understatement.
All the premiums. Don't fuck around with that.
And then he turns around. Bam!
Dead hippie. I like to put his head back on top.
Yeah, just set it on there.
Dennis Miller was just too...
He was too powerful.
He was too smart.
He outsmarted me somehow. But I got some of his blood.
The one in a million.
Yeah, so Dennis Miller has this very rare blood, which is why I guess he's not killed in the next couple of seconds. But she wants to keep him alive, just so she can drink his blood.
Because his blood tastes so good.
Yeah, I guess. It's one in a million.
Tastes like root beer. Champagne of blood.
Yeah. Dennis Miller's got a gun. Pulls his gun on his desk, he's ready to go kill some vampire.
He's all ready to go in his porno shop office.
Takes the leg. Oh, wait, we should have took a shot, huh?
He knows something ain't right.
I'm going to do this cute back twirl for you.
Yeah, this one's pretty awful. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be
it's not a good movie.
Okay, guys, we still got to make it through the rest of the way.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
Well, once you're going, they start killing them, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's going to happen pretty soon, I hope. But, yeah.
I'm going to grab my boobs, too. That way nobody will shoot me, right?
We have to pay $3.99 to get this on Amazon.
That's how I work.
I think we overpaid.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if anybody could actually stay watching this, but, you know.
We're doing it.
I'll turn to the cheerleader.
Yeah, she's trying to use the attraction thing that the vampires have or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be scared then.
I'd probably punch her at this point.
You can't. You're frozen.
She's like Kylo Ren.
I don't understand.
Kylo Ren's a guy from Star Wars.
Stop, stop, just stop. We're watching a movie.
He has a horse and he can go, oh, and make you freeze.
There, now she found out that it was Catherine.
Catherine all, like, flooded up.
Yeah.
Hair all poofy and all her fucking blush and shit.
But don't you always want Sandra Dee at the end of the movie, not the beginning? I don't know, I'm more into the redhead than the Catherine.
And this lobby fucker. Oh my god. I thought he was eating a can of baked beans when we first watched it.
Isn't that what it is?
No, he tells him, he's like, do you think you can get any of that damn stew in your fucking mouth?
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the best line in this whole
And I could very easily see that coming straight out of a Dennis Miller joke.
Shit.
I could see him just saying that when the cameras weren't running.
Yeah.
Oh, the cameras were running? Oh, okay. You guys want to keep that? Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, you guys thought it was funny? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, he's got the napkin there, so hey.
Really?
He knows he's going to miss.
Yeah.
Look at how much is down the front. Yeah. And it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's stew. I mean, come on. What do you expect it to look like? Cherry pie?
Oh, boy.
Be my cherry pie.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Ow.
Sorry. That was me.
So this movie was directed by Gilbert Adler.
Oh, I was hoping you said Godfrey. At least something interesting would happen.
He didn't.
Now they're back at the bordello with the cop who can't get the stew in his mouth.
This was his only directorial film. He's been a producer, other than that, on the TV show and on the Demon Knight movie.
Huh.
And, yeah, on the TV series.
Yeah, well, he wrote the screenplay, too, right?
I think so, yeah.
So, that explains something. Why it's his only one.
You know, he's trying to show him what the coffin does.
But it only went so far.
Yeah, he brought the cops to try and expose the place, and they're ready for him. They have it all, set up so it doesn't work.
I'm sure there's one little tile he presses, you know, up in fucking the room where he watches for people to pull up the driveway.
Yeah, how does that work? A little tile.
I fucking know.
A tile.
I don't know about pneumatic pressure and shit like that. I'm saying it can exist.
Tile.
That's the hidden switch. I don't fucking know. It's like the hidden bookcase. There's the one book you pull back and
spin
the case. I don't fucking know. It releases a spring or some shit. I don't fucking
know. What kind
of
spring?
Some shit.
A big one. A springy spring.
Okay.
So here she's yelling at him, and she called him an alcoholic, a fornicator, and an asshole.
Well.
So a fucker. They just didn't have any more fucks to be able to air on HBO.
Well, she could. She doesn't say that. Yeah, this is the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't say that, remember? She just stomped on his foot for taking the Lord's name in vain, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she's not going to say fuck.
Well, I'm saying she said fornicator, so that's fucker.
But she's a good Christian girl.
Yeah, I'm breaking it down in layman's terms for all of our listeners.
I'm sure our listener has a brain.
That one guy?
I was talking about Mandalay.
Oh, yeah.
I think we say her name at least once every podcast.
Hi, Amanda.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like we have to.
Gotta have a shout out.
Anymore. She has a new job that
doesn't let her.
Yeah, so.
It's gay. Quit that job.
I don't know if she can hear you.
Quit that job.
We should get her back on the show sometime.
get her opinion?
Yeah, get a fourth in here for a little bit. We don't have a fourth mic, though.
Well, we got it. We'll do that for the Christmas special, maybe.
Should we do a Christmas night?
We should do the... What's the thing that the Hallmark Channel always does? Or not Hallmark anymore. ABC Family, the 25 Days of Christmas or whatever.
Right.
The 13 Days of Christmas, or what's the song?
I have the claymation.
The song is the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, 12 Days of Christmas. There you go.
I'm not doing 12 movies either, though.
I have the claymation version of all the Frosty and Rudolph.
Oh, nice.
And could do that.
We could do, what, two Christmas movies in here? Two in one night?
We could finally do Santa vs. the Martians or whatever.
We can't even hold it together for this. We're not even all the way through.
Yeah, but this movie's god-awful.
Yeah,
I picked a bad one.
We're looking to the future. If we get better, folks, we will.
I like when the devil comes up. He slides out there. Stop, Satan!
Whoa. And then here's what Jason was talking about.
Oh, the lasers are coming, huh?
The lasers are coming,
Pa.
The
lasers.
I said.
This guy's also
and,
in,
and it's an actual laser, mind you, here. It's not just, they're trying to get the aiming right.
This guy was also in Princess Bride. He played Prince Humperdinck. You a big Princess Bride fan there, Justin?
No, actually, I don't like that movie at all either.
I actually...
We were just talking about all the movies I hate tonight.
Right?
What did you say about...
I just watched it recently. And by recently, I mean in the last year.
Oh, he was in it. He plays Prince Humperdinck.
Susan Sarandon's husband?
Yes. Mr. Sarandon. He's also in Fright Night. Of course, we've already talked about Night Before Christmas. Another movie you love, right?
Yeah.
And, he was on ER, too. How about that?
Who wasn't on fucking ER? You know, George Clooney was on ER.
You know who this guy is? He's Leon.
Leon Phelps?
From Dog Day Afternoon.
Who is?
Oh.
He's Chris Sarandon.
So
that was his first movie. Was
Dennis
Miller's
character here, he catches on to how...
He was a transvestite.
Every single...
Oh, Academy Award.
...funeral that they walk out with somebody in a casket is so heavy. And he's like, you went from 280 to 114 in 3 days, and thinking, well, what the fuck's wrong with that? As there's six guys struggling to carry him into the mausoleum.
Justin, would you be one of my pallbearers?
Sure.
You probably would. I mean, six people. It's kind of hard to find six friends there, guys.
Yeah. That's why I'll never get married. I only got six friends.
You only need one.
Yeah, but then she's probably going to have friends, so I got to have one for each of them.
No, you need two, actually. Two witnesses, I think, right?
Yeah, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, like, a wedding.
Yeah, for, like, a God. Way to fuck that one up.
So you don't need a whole group. Do they have to have, like, a whole wedding party?
If you do have a big wedding, you have a wedding party. Anything over one person on each side is a big wedding, is what they consider it. Otherwise, you just go to the courthouse and have it done there.
Which you can still do a big wedding at the courthouse. And I say big in quotations.
Because you do a small wedding, like...
At a church,
yeah.
It's going to cost you the same amount of fucking money. If I'm gonna pay potentially $10,000 to be in a building for a couple hours, you better believe I'm filling that motherfucker.
Well, you're not making five of your friends wear dresses and suits.
Okay, but then you're not gonna have that many people there. If you can't find five friends to stand up for you, you aren't gonna find five friends to sit in a fucking audience and watch the shit show.
It'd be free beer, so.
That's free beer if you attend the wedding. You'll get a wristband.
No, the keg will be in the back.
Well, they don't let you drink at the church.
Oh, why is there a church?
Wherever
Well, I suppose. So I just assume the place would be a church.
Because normally big weddings
are in
churches,
yeah.
So let me find out that the Reverend and Lilith are kind of, they got something going on.
They're part
in cahoots.
Well, you saw Vincent come in a few times and give him the key, so you kind of knew something was going on.
So he's not a good guy. Is that a good Christian?
No.
Yeah.
Are there any?
Well, I mean, that's...
Kidding. Yeah. I think pretty sure Carlin said that.
I don't know about that, but...
I think it's in Dogma. I'm pretty sure Carlin says something about... There's a joke in there, but it's something about a good Christian. He goes, are there any?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's right before they steal his driver.
So there's two heads in here. What's up?
The whole body was in there, too.
There's two bodies on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ghost body.
Who's the other one? There was the hippie dude.
The guy that died that he read about at the in the paper.
Yeah,
the
flesh
eating bacteria.
Body in there. That's what made it way more.
Way to catch up, little
kid. Yeah. Hey. We got Vincent. I refuse to call him Brother Vincent, but we got Vincent here.
He's the Ewok, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The demons. Look. And he shatters this key thing.
It's supposed to come back in the next movie, too, though. So. It's like a plank. Oh. It explodes, huh? I'm glad my keys don't explode when I drop them.
Yeah, same here. I've also never held the keys to a billion-year-old fucking vampire.
Well, true. Right. Yeah, if that was a precaution, I'd be kind of worried.
I have something to show you.
It's in my pants.
Show you.
Yeah. What is it? Gonna start blasting the zombies pretty soon, or the vampires, or whatever fucking movie this is.
They're vampires, yeah. And it's
coming up.
We're
but,
close.
But he's showing her that he took the pictures, and the other guy didn't show up in there. The vampire that Lilith had ripped his head off.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in there. But now she's gonna start. Watching her film from when she went into the strip club and she talked to Lilith, and right here she notices that
she's not there.
Lilith isn't on camera.
Dun, dun, dun. Whoa! There's nobody there. So. Vampires don't show up on film, I guess.
No, well, they don't show up in mirrors.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know they didn't show up on film.
I didn't know that one either. I thought ghosts show up on film though. But vampires don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, in The Lost Boys, when they try to take his picture when he was
sitting
at the table, it showed up, and they were wondering why. But that's because the man of the house had invited him in. So if you invite a vampire into your house. Then they can come in that movie. They couldn't even come into your house unless
you get permission. Yeah, I remember that being one of the things. It's a much better vampire movie. I recommend that over this
one. What was another one? It was like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like the actual movie, where somebody's floating outside the window and they're like, "Let me in." It was David Arquette.
Oh, David Cox Arquette.
Yeah. I think it was like him, or it was his friend, or something. Like it was him, and it was the guy from 90210.
Jason Priestley?
No, the one that was on the cover of ARP.
Luke Perry?
Yeah.
Luke Perry. Wow.
Yeah.
Luke Perry's on the cover of ARP.
Yes, he is.
Like
you didn't see that?
Magazine?
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Really?
He's gotta be 50s. He's not. He can't be over.
Luke
60.
Perry ARP, right here.
Well, he can't be over 60 though.
Now 50 appears on ARP magazine 50. Cover.
All right, I'll give him 50, yeah.
Pretty sure like 62 to be in ARP.
That's what I thought.
Nope.
Maybe he's planning towards his...
We are talking about AARP, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's about GARP, the world according to.
I missed that one. Steam hisses.
These beers are going on pretty good, though.
I'll agree.
What are we drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Miller Lite.
Danny, what do you got over there?
She's got a medley.
You came home with a handful of fucking shit.
with Justin Time's arms full of my beer.
Yeah, she's lucky she had a professional bar back with her. Otherwise, she would have made like 3 trips.
I so would have.
She said when we were leaving the store, she's like, you know, we're going to have to go in and out like 5 times with all this. And I'm just sitting there like, there's 2 of us. We've got 6 six-packs and 18 packs. A 2-liter of Sprite and a bottle of fucking Fireball. We can get it in 1 trip.
Oh, Corey Feldman.
They found him. And who's walking behind them? Did you catch that just now? Somebody's walking down the hallway where they're about to run.
I did not see that.
You see when he shoots him and he walks over and he says, sorry, Catherine. All of a sudden, you see somebody walking behind him.
It was probably an extra.
Probably.
There's only 3 people in the fucking scene, so where's
the extra?
It was
probably a cameraman.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, we watched all of these movies. I caught every, like in one of them, there's a lot of mirrors, and you can see everybody walking in the mirrors behind them. And I'm like, there's like 20 people in the mirror, but there's 2 people on set.
Well, at least you know they weren't vampires.
Yeah.
And Dennis Miller swings through a window onto the cop car.
Corey Feldman was a good pick for this film, though, because he actually has a Crypt Keeper tattoo.
Oh, really?
He did when during filming of this, too, I guess.
Like, he got it during this?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's visible, though, at one point during the movie. I missed the part, but...
Evidently.
Must have been earlier, probably when he was in the bar, maybe. Yeah,
well, you know what? And I think I just answered my own comment about the other person. Because if you just saw it, when he goes out the window, Catherine had went down the ladder, and the mortuary guy says, how about a little chloroform, darling? He was standing down there, and he knocked her out with the chloroform, him and little dude Vincent.
So you saw a good piece of foreshadowing.
I did.
Not a lot of people who aren't cinephiles and watch this movie 10 times like we do.
I've watched it, this is what, the 2nd time now?
Shut up.
We're supposed to really research the movie.
I mean, in this week. Jamie's back.
Which one's Tammy? That one?
Yeah.
The nurse. Oh, the one he tied up. She starts to play.
Now, vampires are supposed to have some ungodly strength, and he, out of nowhere, just throws her back.
And somehow her shirt gets ripped on the wall, and now the sunlight is coming down. And she's getting burnt, but she doesn't, like, move. He backs up. She could just walk out of the way.
Move forward.
Yeah, it's just coming through the blinds there.
Right now. Whoopee!
And she woke up Whoopee. So what's up with Whoopee?
Whoopee's a shit. So I found a website here that has myths and facts about vampires.
Oh boy.
You want to hear? I'm going to read one and you tell me if it's myth, fact, or exaggeration. Alright?
Okay.
Real vampires don't need blood. They only need some part of blood or just energy.
I thought they needed plasma.
Yeah, part of the blood.
Myth.
Well, I guess that means Twilight's not
real.
Aren't
they all myths, actually?
I guess that means Twilight's not real, huh, guys?
No, actually.
When they bring home the bags of blood to see.
Can't be right.
Do they sparkle?
My bad. This is for... vampires. I shove it on topic. I'm a vampire. Vampires.
Oh.
My bad, folks. I mean, I'll find a better one.
So they don't actually drink blood?
Not the ones from my topic.
No. Fucking pussies.
Did you just notice Vincent pulls that revolver out and he's using his middle finger to pull the trigger? Like he has his hand.
That's not right.
It's so weird.
Well, no, what's weird is we got Corey Feldman kind of getting off on his sister getting...
And he says, very nice, and he actually asks, if you give it a minute, he asks, can I watch?
Well, he is watching. Yeah. I mean, no matter how evil you are, you're going to get off by watching your sister getting, you know, raped pretty much? I don't know.
Well, when it's not you anymore.
If he's a vampire, right?
Yeah.
Look at it. Look at how he's holding that gun.
Well, he's got little hands. He's got to hold it with two hands. Or, he's only got one hand.
Yeah, but that's probably the only finger that would reach the trigger.
And here comes Death Miller crashing through the house. Finally, we get some action. He shoots the Ewok. The Ewok dead. He's coming up to the priest and the reverend, whatever he is, father.
He's like, friend or foe, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's ready to.
And he's got squirt guns filled with holy water.
Which, you know, if you're going to give a guy a weapon, that's a great weapon to give somebody if you're not sure if he's on your side or not. Because that's not going to hurt you, so. Yeah, here's his squirt gun, buddy.
Wow, It's all just creepy shit about people thinking they're actual vampires.
Oh boy, get the fuck off that shit.
It's
sad because the next thing you know you're going to be looking up is people who think they're fucking kittens.
I've seen those people.
Those people need help.
A lot of people need help.
This is something I want to look at. Here's,
boom, holy water, bitch.
Here they're fucking shit up.
I like how it says vampire prostitutes screaming.
Do you hear the song in the background?
Ballroom Bliss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, movies like that, like every movie it seems like back then for a while. It was in tons of stuff. It was in Wayne's World.
Yeah. That's the one I was going to bring up.
It was in Daddy Daycare. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters actually.
Yeah.
It's one with Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Home Alone 3.
Saw that.
That's in the new Suicide Squad too, I guess.
Yeah. It's in some TV shows and shit, too, I know for sure.
So this is the part that Jason's been waiting for.
Yeah, here we go, action.
I was confused. Did you see the one where she was cut in half, apparently, and I don't know how. Like, the legs are walking around.
Oh, yeah, here she is, yeah.
She got, it was a lateral spray.
But the top of her went
flying. Yeah, the flying part I couldn't figure out.
And then he, like, shot that while she was up in the air.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'd have a couple gallons of water strapped to me.
Right.
To fill up my fucking squirt gun.
Yeah. Just the one super soaker was that.
Which I had that very super soaker.
Yeah.
Except it was the opposite colors.
Is that holy water?
Not that I know of.
You never had a bless, huh?
And a head in the punch bowl.
Now, if you had it like half full of holy water and you fill it up with more tap water,
it'd be diluted holy water and you'd have to shoot them twice.
Really? Is that how it works?
I don't fucking know, but I knew where you were going with it. I don't know. I consider myself a child of Jesus, so shouldn't I be able to bless any water source?
No.
I would think so.
I was actually baptized. Does that count for anything?
I was baptized.
I'm pure. I was not. I'm pure.
Fucking no.
I don't know.
That just means he's dying first, just in time.
Oh, okay.
Me and you will be fine.
I usually make out okay, so.
Corey's still kicking it.
For now. Yeah. And it wasn't that exact from, what's a fucking movie? The chick. She just death becomes her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I could shot through. That was a big, that was like what, a poster.
Yeah, it was a cannon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kung Pao Enter the Fist also did that same effect, but the guy swings his stomach around at people. Gotta be faster than that.
I'm trying.
Yeah, that just sucks.
Oh, I was talking about him trying to stab her.
I heard the little jump.
Bam! There you go, Dennis Miller.
He like tries to hack her in half.
It doesn't fucking work.
She puts it back together.
And then she disappears.
Which is that something vampires can do?
I don't think I would drop the axe, people.
No, definitely
not. No, you keep that in.
I love that he checked
checking
her
for
neck.
Punctures.
Her neck? Did I say that?
Yeah, her neck.
Eh.
Her neck is this.
Oh.
You're filling in great while I'm gone here.
Well, I'm just sorry.
Sorry, we're watching.
It's the climactic death scene here.
And he's dead. He wants her to go back and broadcast and tell the world.
Because apparently they can just do all this in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you're showing live.
Yeah, just people are watching, you know.
This poor Jonas guy. When did he ever get to go home?
When TVs actually used to turn off back then. The airwaves used to turn off.
Not the 90s.
In the 90s still.
Yeah, 90s were infomercial time.
That's when they started. They were still, not all channels did it. And Jonas is never going home again.
After being there for 14 hours.
Every day.
Just blown up by a fucking vampire. That sounds straight from the stand-up.
Yeah.
So she wants to keep him alive so she can handcuff him to the
because she wants his special, super rare blood.
Yeah. And she knocks her clear across the fucking room.
Yeah. Way across.
That would hurt. I wouldn't be getting up for a week. Some bitch knocked me that far across the room.
He's like, I stubbed my toe and I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go, Dennis.
No,
yeah, do your thing.
Reaching down there with his foot, trying to stretch while keeping his hand, well, obviously kept handcuffed to the bar. But he's trying to reach down the lower part there where the like, computer screen is and the controls are.
The control arm.
That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the controls to the laser beam. There it goes.
The laser beam that shoots across into the devil.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's supposed to, but what's he going to do? Is he gonna blast the devil?
And it just shatters the guitar.
That guitar is done. Yeah. That's the best part of this movie right there.
And I like how it shatters in a way that would never happen.
Like it was glass?
Yeah, like it was frozen.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like frozen plastic or something. You know?
I like how she kind of toys with her, like, I've never killed a woman before.
Mm-hmm. And the laser's overloading. Because lasers can overload, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it said, it was overloading, so...
And it shoots the cross right in her back.
The cross. It's going straight through.
Which perfectly cuts her heart into fours.
Which is the object of the game, right?
Right.
So now they gotta get her heart out and into four pieces.
Well, you have to cut it into fours, but this is where she says, you can tear it, but you gotta get it out of me.
Thanks for explaining the plot to us there.
Yeah.
Vampire girl.
That's not a Bond villain telling you how to beat you right there.
Which, that's what's weird is, unless it was in that box, it went
wouldn't
back
it,
together.
It, yeah. So wouldn't it be back together right now?
And she'd be healing?
Yeah. Especially if she's the mother of all vampires.
But she needs that blood. Now you look at her face right here, and she's like falling apart.
That wouldn't make a very good guacamole. You would need at least some avocados.
Yeah, it wouldn't really be guacamole. It's just balls.
Yeah, it's just ground up balls.
You can't really call it guacamole.
You can say ball dip.
Yeah, you can call it ball dip.
Oh, good pun.
Yeah.
Heartless bitch.
And I like how she poked one out perfectly and stabbed the other three with the tip of the trident, and that's not at all how they would be configured.
No.
Well, that's how she did it, though.
But she was good.
Right there, did you see the skeleton of her as she's disintegrating? The skeleton kept opening and closing her legs. That was, like, the only part. It's, like, open and close. Open and close. While it's burning. I'm like, what?
That was probably the cheapest animatronic they could get.
Yeah.
Just make it move. Okay, open, close, open, close.
It fits with the theme of the movie, too.
That should do the trick. They consecrated
Oh, good job, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Is the movie over yet?
Leave it to the fucking Jews to swoop in at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, everything's all good. They're kind of flirting around a little bit, you know, kind of getting a little...
Oh, I can't believe you're actually giving me shit back.
Yeah, yeah, she's a new woman now, I think. A whole new Catherine. Oh, wow. Desmond says, I'm getting late tonight, yay!
He opened the door for her like a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And how, why does he have a friend at NASA?
I don't know.
It's a shitty private eye.
I think he made it up. There he goes. Mm. Right for the boob.
And she's okay with it. How did that happen? Out of nowhere.
What's that between her legs, though?
This is the scene I remember the most from the movie
really?
I was a kid, yeah. Right at the end.
Yeah. It's the big twist. Yeah, it ends where she is a vampire, and she takes a big chunk out of Desmond, and he's finally dead.
Finally.
I guess he has some really good blood, so...
I don't think he's dead. I think she's just making him one.
Oh,
maybe.
You think there's a sequel?
There might be.
Do you think the story should be retold or told, expanded upon, I guess? Is that what you think, Danny? Think we need a sequel?
No. I think I should make it.
Maybe they're both vampires now?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you said that. Maybe he's still alive.
I think that they kind of left it open-ended.
Okay.
Just in case.
Maybe a book? Book series, maybe?
Oh.
A 12-part miniseries on Fox.
It'll be on the Lifetime Movie Channel.
But it ends with the Crypt Keeper. We're back with him, our narrator. He's playing,
playing the mummy in Rock, Paper, Scissors.
And the mummy is losing.
Parts, yeah.
The mummy is down to a head in a chair. And he says, quit while you're ahead.
Always with the stupid puns.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, folks, is Bordello of Blood.
Thank God.
Justin, fuck him. What the hell is wrong with you?
You told me to keep it short.
I'm watching it going, I can't believe I liked this.
All right. I absolutely have to remove myself from the scenario. I'll be right back.
I want to play a little Corey Feldman on the Today Show.
For Complex News, I'm Sean Evans. Update on Corey Feldman, who's been in hiding since he saw the final performance of Angelica the Core on the Today Show. Feldman hit the stage alongside the Beatles and appeared to dance about like
that doesn't sound really good.
No, it sounds like you're underwater. I don't like that at all.
Yeah. All right. So, Danielle, what's your rating of...
Oh, God. We're really doing ratings, too?
Oh, yeah. We got to rate it.
Oh.
Do you remember our rating system?
Nope.
Well, let's remind our listeners.
I'm going to go with a wine cooler, though, at this point.
Let's go. Our listeners, let you know, our rating system is we're drunk film commentary, so we're based on beers or drinks or whatever we're having. And we can rate them anywhere from a keg to a case to a six-pack to a beer. From that level, those level, any of those levels.
Yeah, I'm still going with the wine cooler.
A wine cooler.
A wine cooler.
This, huh? Okay. Tell me about your first experience compared to your recent experience.
Well, as I was saying before, I can't believe I actually liked this when I watched it the first time, but I guess it was 1996, and there wasn't much to do.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah. We went and we saw it at the theater. Friends worked there. A bunch of us hung out. It was fun. I can't fucking believe we watched this. And then I didn't
Well, anything's fun
out.
To drive in, though. You know, you can see some shitty
movies.
I guess why they have the genre of drive-in movies. Just
well, it wasn't at the drive-in, but...
Oh, I thought you said drive-in.
No, at Market.
Oh, okay. Okay. But,
It was one of the last movies that they played there, actually, because I think they closed not too soon, or not too long after that. So
Danny gives it a wine cooler.
I'm giving it a wine cooler. I know that's not really on our list.
Is that lower than a shot?
That's lower than a beer.
Yeah, but we were using shot for half.
No, she wants to get a wine cooler, that's fine.
Give a wine cooler, that's fine with me.
I guess lower than a beer.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What I'm saying is that 0.25 on the scale of 1?
I don't know. We're not.
Because we were using a shot for 0.5 and a beer for 1.
See, I feel that shot alcohol is a little higher strength.
But it's about, I thought it was about time spent watching the movie. It's like you're a shot, you walk in, you do a shot, you walk out.
Oh, he's one of wine cooler, I guess. That's all it's worth. All
right.
So.
I mean, Corey Feldman was in it. So back then.
What I'm saying now.
Maybe that's what kept me watching it. But now, oh, God.
You want me to go?
Sure, you can go.
All right, I'll go. You know, I saw this movie way back when it first came out on VHS. I think I saw it once. I think that was enough for me then. I can't believe I watched the movie twice this week now. It kind of hurts.
Yeah.
I kind of hate you a little bit, Justin, for picking this shitty fucking movie. And, you know what? I'm going to have to stay sober on this one.
Yeah.
I'm giving it nothing. Zero. Dennis Miller ruins it. I mean, the boobs kind of come in later on. It's okay.
Yeah, there were more boobs throughout. It'd be more tolerable.
The acting's horrible. Corey Feldman, come on. He's
such a ham.
Yeah. The only good things about this movie were...
Or should
Cooper.
I say a hame?
No, he's dead.
Huh? He's dead. So I can still
make jokes. No, we should make jokes about Corey Ham.
It wasn't weird.
Why?
Until you made it weird.
Dude.
Yeah.
Jason.
Come on.
You're making it weird.
Come on.
I can make jokes about fucking Hitler?
He's Lucas. Come on.
Anyway.
I don't think he was Lucas, actually.
No, he wasn't. He was. I'm assuming you're talking about Empire Records, right?
No, Lucas, the movie Lucas, the football player.
Oh.
That's what I'm asking, though.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Okay, same guys.
The movie?
Or no, that was Rudy. That was Rudy.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
No, okay, which one was Lucas?
There was no movie Lucas.
Yeah,
there totally was only a Lucas. It had the redhead chick from Goonies. And
yeah, I don't know what fucking movie you're talking about.
It had a little nerdy dude.
1985.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Is that Corey Haim?
Hold on, I'm still looking because I never even heard of it.
What? My old punk band had a song called Lucas.
Corey Haim.
Wow. Okay.
Charlie Sheen, Courtney Thorne Smith, Winona Ryder. Why don't we watch this? Is it good? Jeremy Piven?
There's a good pick for you in the future.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
14-year-old. Yeah, that's a cute movie from what I remember.
I wonder if anyone knows any good movies with Sam Rockwell in them.
Oh, we're getting to it. We're getting to it.
All right, so just in time?
Yeah, you're right in here, buddy.
Well, the reason I was asking is about the whole wine cooler versus shot thing, because if wine cooler is .25, I'd go wine cooler. But if shot is lower than wine cooler, I'd go shot.
So you're doing something, but not much. Then.
Yeah,
you're like me.
I'm walking in the bar. I'm doing the shot, and then I'm probably gonna go play darts or pool or go smoke pot in the backyard or something.
Yeah.
Presuming the bar has a backyard that I can smoke pot in. You know, that we're in California or Oregon or
Colorado
even, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Not here.
That this hypothetical
maybe
beer I'm having at a bar.
Maybe we are in one of those states.
You never know.
Our listener might be.
Yeah.
It might be traveling.
But yeah, I would no longer pay attention to the movie after I realized what movie it is.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty god awful. It gets better.
But not much.
What do you mean?
It's a killing scene.
Sounds like sex with me. It gets better.
Whoa. So. There we go. So that about does it for drunk film commentary in our special
Bordello of Blood.
Movie one.
Our trio of terror.
Alright, I swear to God, guys, when we come back, we're going to be a little more lively after this.
Next week.
The other movies are better.
Yes. Yeah, so next week, we're going to listen, or we're going to watch Chopping Mall.
Don't. It may not be any better on that.
Well, we'll take it shorter for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
So, hey, thanks for watching or listening, whatever. However you enjoy.
But he's not drunk, it's okay.
Yeah.
However you enjoy it, thanks for tuning in.
Thank
and if
you.
And if you're watching us, let me know how you're doing it.
I want some of those drugs.
I don't know where the camera is.
All right, this is JTB out.
Danielle.
And just in time.
All right, we're out of here.